Alice sat alone beneath a tree on the bank and, with considerable envy, watched the people rowing past her on the river. She missed being invited along on such boating parties. The laughing, the rowing, the telling of stories. Particularly stories of her dream trips to Wonderland and Looking Glass Land. Her last boating party, several weeks ago, just as the weather turned warm, had not been a happy one. Alice's fellow passengers that afternoon were her sister and a young gentleman her sister had been keeping company with. They were scarcely on the river when Alice got the distinct impression that the other two did not want her along and that she was only there because her mother insisted. As the young man rowed, Alice tried to enliven the voyage with one of her stories, but her sister, who previously had encouraged Alice to talk of her magical travels, said, "Oh, Alice, you have been telling the same tales for ages. Can't you invent new ones?" Since that day, Alice had wondered whether dreams were the same as inventions. She finally concluded, as she watched a boat get mired in the reeds, they were not. Although dreams and inventions both sprang from the imagination, inventions required effort of thought, while dreams poured forth on their own. Alice long had wished to dream up new adventures to share with her sister, but in the 5 years since she had dreamed of Wonderland, and in the 4.5 years since she had dreamed of Looking Glass Land, she had not dreamed of either place again. This she found curious. Many other dreams she experienced over and over, dreams of forgetting her lessons before an examination, for instance. But the dreams she wished would repeat never did. What's more, those two dreams remained fixed in her mind, while more recent dreams quickly faded. If you had asked Alice what she had dreamed the night before, she would have furrowed her brow and murmured something about a visit to the seaside and pebbles that burned the bottom of her feet. Yet, every detail about her adventures in Wonderland and Looking Glass Land was so vividly preserved in her mind that both trips may well have happened last night. Alice could recall every utterance of every character, the markings of every button on the White Rabbit's waistcoat, and the texture of every brick in Humpty Dumpty's wall. The two dreams remained so clear that Alice wondered if they had been dreams at all. Alice was contemplating this for perhaps the 10,000th time when she heard a small ahem at her side and was somehow not at all surprised to find the White Rabbit standing next to her. The rabbit was in the herald's outfit he had worn in the Wonderland courtroom, so Alice could not verify if her memory of his waistcoat buttons was correct. The rabbit's pink eyes looked up at her with expectation, and its pink nose twitched with anxiety. Alice decided to speak first. "I gather from your vestments," she was pleased to use such a grand word, "that this is an official visit."
"Indeed it is,"
the rabbit replied. He produced an enormous envelope from a tiny messenger bag.
"I bear an urgent communication from their Royal Majesties, the King and Queen of Hearts."
Alice took the envelope. It was sealed with a dab of red wax stamped with a heart. Above the seal, a crown of gold was embossed on the flap. Alice broke the seal, extracted the message, and read the following. "To Alice of England, from the King and Queen of Hearts. Miss Alice, their Majesties the King and Queen of Hearts demand your immediate presence upon receipt of this summons to discuss a matter of utmost national security. The White Rabbit will escort you to the Royal Throne Room the moment you finish reading this correspondence. Your discretion is expected. Imperiously yours, Rex et Regina Corda."
"Goodness," Alice said. "This must be important business for them to sign their names in Latin."
"It is extremely important," the White Rabbit said. "Didn't you read the part about utmost national security?"
"Well, whose nation's security? Yours or mine?"
"I am not permitted to discuss that until we arrive in the throne room. This falls under official secrecy. You'll understand soon enough."
Alice did not understand and saw no reason to wait for the rabbit's meaning to dawn on her.
"I am sure it concerns the security of your nation rather than mine. So why should I follow you? I am rather comfortable where I am right now."
She patted tufts of grass on either side of her to demonstrate her comfort and turned her attention to the boat on the river, which had come free of the reeds.